For more than 100 years, no one in Brazil knew where the sea dragon was buried.
The sea dragon was Francisco José do Nascimento, who was an Afro-Brazilian abolitionist. He earned his nickname after helping to end slavery in Brazil in the 1880s.
The sea dragon is a hero. He was a man of humble background. He was poor. He was a fisherman. He worked at the docks in the capital of Ceará, which was a province of Brazil, now as a state.
Licínio Miranda is a Brazilian studying abolition at the University of Florida.
He led a major strike. He was able to convince all the dock workers, all the other fishermen, to join his strike, which ended the slave trade between his province and all the other regions of Brazil.
This was the first successful action against slavery in Brazil.
People understood that ending slavery was possible because, unlike the United States, there was no civil war. So the abolition slavery was a mass movement.
But more than 100 years after Nascimento's death,
although the sea dragon is officially regarded in Brazil as a national hero, I realized that no one knew where he was buried.
So Miranda decided to find the sea dragon's tomb.
First, I tried to look for clues in old newspapers, of course. Then I moved to try to track down by locating the burial records of the old cemeteries in Fortaleza, the capital of Ceará.
Finally, he found the one cemetery that existed in the capital during the sea dragon's time, and Miranda started his search tomb by tomb.
You're talking about more than 15,000 tombs in this cemetery.
Miranda combed through graveyards until last July.
I found a tomb which was in ruins, and I was very, very happy. I was certain that it was him because the birth dates and death dates were the correct ones, and I saw his wife's name there.
Brazil has now restored the tomb of Francisco José do Nascimento, the sea dragon.